The Admiralty House Museum is researching and preserving knowledge of the SS Florizel and the passengers on its final voyage. The ill-fated steamship was on its regular route from St. John's to Halifax and then New York when it crashed and sank on the rocks of Capahaddon on February 23, 1918. 93 people died, while 44 others had to fight through a dramatic 27-hour rescue effort. Nora Allen is assistant museum manager. She joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So I guess, first off, Nora, what do we already know about the story of the Florizel?
So we know a lot about the history of the Florizel, the ship itself. We know a lot about its final voyage, and we know a fair amount about some of the passengers on the ship and crew as well. But we don't know a whole lot about what happened to a lot of them after the disaster.
Now, how are you hoping to augment that knowledge?
So we are looking for the public to help us find the grave sites of people who were on board the Florizel, whether or not they survived the disaster itself or they were victims of the disaster. Grave sites are really important for a number of reasons, because for researchers like us, they often provide a wealth of biographical information. They allow people to have a physical place to remember and to honor and connect, but also they can help us remember that the Florizel disaster was a defining moment in these people's lives, but it wasn't the only moment. They have other stories to tell from before and after the disaster.
And what makes this such an important project?
This is such an important project because it touches so many lives across Newfoundland, across the Atlantic Canada, and across North America. There was people on board who we do know that their bodies were shipped to Chicago after the disaster, and they're some of the people that we're looking for their grave sites.
Now, how can our VOCM listeners, the general public, how can they get out and help?
So we're encouraging anyone who has any information about where a passenger or crew member from the Florizel might be buried to either create a Find a Grave page, which is a crowdsourced website for burial information for their family member or the people in their community. Alternatively, they can contact us at Admiralty House at 709-748-1124 or by our email, which is admiraltyhouse@mountpearl.ca.
And now, have you had much success so far? Many traction and people starting to pick up on this?
Yeah, we've had some good traction on Twitter already, and we've received a few phone calls and emails since it went out yesterday with people with information. So it's been great so far.
And Nora, what will happen to the information once this is all collected?
So it's part of a larger project to reorganize and fill in the gaps in all of Admiralty House's research materials, both on the Florizel and some of the other themes that we cover at the museum. And so it's there to help people if they need research assistance. It's there to help us tell stories in future exhibits. So it's just a big, huge resource for everyone.
And Nora, can I get just one final plug again just on how people can get involved?
Sure. So if people want to get involved, they can reach out to us at Admiralty House at 709-748-1124 or through our email, which is admiraltyhouse@mountpearl.ca.
Nora Allen, Assistant Museum Manager at Admiralty House Museum, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.